Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, single ladies and single men. I did run into a gentleman the other day who said he faithfully listens to my show. So welcome, welcome, men and women out there. You are listening to Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. I am Kiki, your matchmaker and dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of. As most of you know, I have been working with singles on improving their love lives since 2006, before it became popular. We work out any issues that are hindering them from finding the one or from being successful in a relationship. And I also provide introductions if you are a fit for one of my matchmaking clients. My degree in communications is from Howard University, and I have 3 different coaching certifications. Check out last year's episode of Ebony Magazine, the one with Taraji Henson on it. I am featured in it as one of the matchmakers that they profiled. They did 3 of us. So check that out if you would like to know more information about me, or check out my website at KikiStrickland.com. That's K-I-K-I Strickland.com. I want to give a shout-out to all my meetup groups. Thank you, ladies, for listening. And also to my clients, the ladies in my Meeting Mr. Right group, and the women in my Married in 2 Years or Less program. Don't forget about the 4-week workshop that I have coming up in May. I talked about it last week, and again, it is every Thursday in May. At 6:30 to 8, we are doing Getting the Love You Deserve with Dr. Diane Kern, who is a therapist in the Washington, D.C. area with over 20 years of experience working with her patients. We're going to be talking about self-esteem and self-confidence and how to stop self-sabotaging yourself in your relationships and how to overcome the negative self-talk and the negative beliefs that you may have about men and about relationships and about marriage. So you definitely want to join us for that. The early bird registration price is about to end. So definitely go to my website at KikiStrickland.com and look under events to find out more about this 4-week workshop. All right, so our show today, we got a special one for you. As a matchmaker and dating coach, I hear a lot of your stories and all of your experiences. And of course, I have had my own experiences before I got married. So we're doing this series on dating dilemmas, different things that you call me to talk about. We did Mama's Boys 1 week. We talked about office romances and workplace issues. We also talked about the taboo and the forbidden. And today we are talking about bad boys. Have you dated one? I know a lot of you have. I also have a guest host with me today. Her name is Shonda Swick. And the last time I talked with her, we did a show together. The last time she was about to be divorced. Now she is officially divorced and a dating diva. She has lots of experiences since her separation with her husband and now her divorce. She is also a mother of 3. She's almost 40 years old, and she openly shares her adventures, discoveries, and stories about dating and life after her long marriage. Let me bring her on.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning. There you are. Thank you so much for joining us. How's it going?
It is fabulous. I cannot complain. It's a beautiful day outside.
Yeah, beautiful.
I just cannot.
I love it.
It is.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so what's been happening since we last talked to you? And I know you probably know a little bit about the bad boy. Have you ever dated one? Give us the 411.
Well, the dating opportunities, I mean, they're out there. I have openly and willingly taken advantage of them. I'm enjoying myself. With the ups and the downs. I mean, you know, dating has two sides. Just like, you know, there's the bad boys and the good boys, you know. We often, you know, guys always say, well, why do you always want bad boys? How come you don't want to? There's a lot of us good guys out there. So, yeah, I mean, dating is great. Ups and downs. I just look at it as an experience to learn from, to grow from. And to apply, you know, to future dates and the future prospects, and just saying, you know, how do you want to, how do you want to flow in your dating life in the future? You know, you just people always ask, well, how's dating going for you? And I choose to look positively at dating. If you just say, well, there's no one out there, I haven't found a love connection, so you know, I'm not going to look at it negatively. You know, there are opportunities to learn and to grow. And to move on if the person that you're with is not the right one.
I love this. I love how you're talking about experiencing, learning, because this is definitely what we want to talk about. I see women doing the same things over and over again, making the same mistakes, choosing the same type of wrong man, especially the bad boy. And we already know that a lot of good women are attracted to bad boys for whatever reason, and I'm going to hear some of those reasons today. I see that there's somebody who is also on the line who probably wants to share her experience. Let's bring her in and hear what she has to say. Now, the last few digits of your phone number is 6701. Are you there? 6701, last four digits of your phone number. Any comments about the bad boy? Have you dated him?
I don't know. Maybe she went and got timid because she got her bad boy on the line. Maybe he's in the room. She can't talk right now.
That's a good one. Or maybe she just wants to listen in, and that's perfectly fine. You can listen in online with Blog Talk, but some people think that you have to call in to listen. So this is what I found on eHarmony about bad boys. You know, eHarmony has lots of articles and advice for people. And eHarmony.com says, first, you need to understand that bad boys come in different variations and degrees. So, you know, you have different levels of the bad boy. Some are serious bad apples with regular run-ins with the law, this article says. Some are habitual drug users and get arrested for violent acts. But then there's the milder variety of the bad boy. Maybe they just get into a little bit of mischief, not really anything illegal, but they enjoy breaking the rules just because they're there. It says these guys usually have a high level of testosterone, and they haven't learned how to channel all of the aggression that they have in a constructive way. So they drive too fast. They engaged in somewhat risky behaviors, and they seek out danger. And unfortunately, that's what women are attracted to sometimes.
I do agree. I just think it's in our nature. It's in our nature. I think naturally, as a woman, we seek out a man who we believe who will take charge, who is authoritative. You know, women of color, sometimes we can be aggressive, or we've had to be strong. We've had to have a strong mindset to, you know, press and be successful in business and family. And therefore, we think that we need someone who can kind of, you know, I guess be authoritative and be firm with us, because we're used to being strong. We're used to being, you know, successful and taking charge, and we need someone who we think will pick up that role, you know, in love, because we're used to doing it on a day-to-day basis. I think what we do, though, is we skew it, and We say, well, bad boy equals, you know, rough, rugged tattoo, or, you know, speak over us, will be controlling. And those are the bad things. I mean, I don't think anyone, man or woman, wants someone who is a pushover.
Right.
Wants someone who is, you know, confident. I mean, that's the biggest thing even in dating, period. You want someone who's confident. So I think we just misconstrue in our minds what bad boy equals, or what someone who is firm and confident and, you know, assertive means, and that's where we go wrong.
I love that. Definitely confidence is key for both sexes. I think men like confident women as well, but we as women definitely want a man who we see as strong, who knows what he wants, who's confident. That is a great point. We are attracted to that swagger, that kind
yes!
of arrogance, that he's so into himself, he's not even worried about who's interested in him, because he thinks everybody is interested
yes!
in him. He is so full of himself. Yeah, and I think that is attractive, especially if he's very handsome. But even if he's not handsome, he kind of gives you that perception that he is. If you if you look at some of the bad boys, they're not even very good looking, but they just act like they are, and they just have that swagger, which we find sexy. So then we perceive them as being attractive.
Okay, so Kiki.
Do you?
Oh, my goodness. I said, so this is the dilemma that I have. You know, I think all of us women have. You know, I say I meet guys, and I'm from New York, so every New Yorker I have ever met, including me, is arrogant. We have this, okay, arrogant is kind of strong. We, you know, I mean, we've grown up, or we've been raised in society where you have to be really assertive. You have to, you know, you can't get on the train in New York City timidly. You have to know you get on that train, you give me my space, don't touch me, don't look at me wrong. And because of that, I find it, for me, I look for what I call New York swag, because it's different. And I found that sometimes dating men from this area, it's a little bit difficult for me because, you know, I'm sweet, of course, but I have some sass to me. It's the New York in me. And we look for swag. So, I mean, I don't want a bad boy necessarily, but I need swag. And so sometimes even when I talk to guys and they swear they have swag, the New Yorker thing is like, oh, no, boo-boo.
You're like, no, that's not swag.
That is not swag. But y'all couldn't
I'm glad
talking to him.
This is good, because we do have some ladies from New York who are listening. I have my Diva Network in New York. And we both are in Washington, D.C. right now. So when you said this area, you were referring to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
But that is a great point about the New York swag. I love that. And I'm sure the ladies in New York can attest to the New York confidence. Gotta know where you're going, get out of my way, don't hinder me, don't stop me in any way. And like we just said, we do admire that in men. One of the main things that most women are looking for is a man's man, a man who can take charge, a man who will do the planning, a man who will be the leader, the head in the relationship. And sometimes it does seem like that's hard to find, that men have gotten really passive, really laid back. They let the woman do everything. They let the woman take charge. And even though we will take charge if given the opportunity, we don't really want to. And that's one of the things that the bad boy does provide. He definitely will take charge and try to be controlling, too controlling, though. I think the bad boy goes overboard with his controlling nature. And with his arrogance. And I think in some cases, women are even a little bit afraid of the bad boy because his edges are so rough. You might like that rough edge in bed. They always say sex with a bad boy is one of the reasons why they keep coming back to him, because he's sexually exciting, and he definitely doesn't hold back in the bedroom like maybe some nicer guys who are more concerned about your feelings and pleasing you, and which is a great thing, but we don't always see it that way. But the
right.
bad boy can scare you a little bit because you know he's rough and you know he might even be dangerous or violent. Have you ever dealt with a violent bad boy?
I won't say violent necessarily towards women.
Okay.
I think in the age of, you know, the big drug deal, like when drugs was like, you know, the campaign was Just Say No and all the black on black crime. And in that age when I was growing up, I mean, who didn't talk to a drug dealer? Most of us, especially in New York, knew someone who was like in the life. And, you know, I definitely dated guys who were, you know, doing their little stuff on the side, had to be able to protect themselves or protect their family because of the life that they lived. So I've absolutely dated that kind of bad boy. But like you said, there's different levels of bad boy. So you have the really alpha male, the one who takes charge and wants to control everything and wants to shut you down and see, that's not going to work for a lot of us ladies.
Because you're a strong black woman yourself.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, there's definitely different levels to bad boys. And bad boys come in all shapes, colors, and sizes. So, I have dated black bad boys, and I have dated outside of my race bad boys. So, I mean, this is just different levels, and it is the excitement level. You know, I mean, me personally, I don't like the homebody, the one who just wants to stay home and do nothing. So a lot of times as women, we look for, like, something that's a little bit different, something that's a little bit adventurous. But sometimes they say that, like, men don't take home bad girls. Women, we take home bad. I think we do take home bad boys. What do you think, Kiki? I think we do. Look all crazy, like, who is this? Why are you talking to him?
Who are you bringing up in my house? This man who's a little bit disrespectful. That's true. We will take them home. And they don't take home the bad girl. They take home the good girl. They play around with the bad girl, though. I'm glad you brought up different races, too, though, because, you know, I was thinking that I had not dealt with a bad boy because I'm totally not. I'm afraid of men who are a little rough around the edges and that I think might try to hurt me in any way, even emotionally. However, there was this Caucasian guy that I didn't really date, but we were kind of talking. And this was when I was in this church that I talk about sometimes. He was actually in that church. And everybody knew he was a little rough around the edges because he kind of had a background of being in the streets and not exactly a gang affiliation, but close to it. And I remember we were talking and trying to get to know each other. I was in Richmond for the summer, and he was coming around a lot and welcoming me to my job. I was working at Barnes & Noble. I was in college at the time. And I remember one day he came over, and apparently I wasn't quick enough to get downstairs to talk with him. And by the time I came down, he kind of like told me off. He was like, girl, what took you so long? I was about to come up there and get you. You know, he kind of had this attitude. And I remember thinking, oh, no, you didn't. You are not going to talk to me that way. And I kind of cut him off after that because I realized, no, this is not something that I want to be a part of. It was just a little glimpse probably into the treatment that I would have gone through with him. But I nipped it in the bud immediately because I just can't do it. My sister was in an abusive relationship, and I saw that when I was 10 years old, and I said, never, ever will I get involved with someone that I even think will attempt to hit me or be mean to me in any way. But unfortunately, there are a lot of women that... Yes, the psychological part, too, and a lot of women have already gone through that with a father or someone in their family, and they're used to that, and it feels like home, and that's one of the reasons why they're drawn to the bad boy or to the man who acts like that, because it's what's familiar to them.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well,
that's something I think that needs to be worked out. and worked around it and to get over.
I was just talking to someone, and I said, you know, women sometimes are drawn to their fathers. You know, what a man that is resembles the character of their father. And so I absolutely agree. If they look like, or they seem like, you know, their father was, although it might be even a negative outlook on how their father was, or, you know, they were abusive or alcoholics or drug, you know, or a drug addict. They're, you know, we're by nature, we have to kind of, you know, talk to ourselves and say, we can either go in a good way and stay far, far, far away from them like you, or we are drawn to them and we gravitate toward them.
Yes, exactly. Let's talk about commitment. Man, we only have a few minutes left. This is going by so fast. And I don't see that anyone else was called in, so I guess we're not going to take calls this time. But let's talk about commitment, because this is one of the things that I think the women mainly say about the bad boy, that they felt like they were in a relationship with him, but he wasn't really committed to them. And the bad boy doesn't really commit to anyone. He just does what he wants to do. He does what he feels when he feels it, if he wants to, if he likes it. He's not that concerned about your feelings. He's not that concerned about anybody else but himself. Is that what you found to be true?
Yeah, I think in the end of it, it is just about self. It's selfishness. I mean, that's the reason why most relationships don't work, period. But the epitome of a bad boy is the selfish. You're going to do, I control things. I do what I want when I want. And so if it means that I hurt your feelings or, you know, we're not even focused on what you want, then, oh, well, so be it, because this is all about me. And definitely dealt with guys. I mean, man, I was in a relationship with a guy tossed me out his room. I was like, look,
talking about what?
Like, we were just chilling, and we were disagreeing about something. And he was like, girl, bye. I was like, oh, really? The last time. I mean, who wants to be disrespected? We misconstrue that take charge attitude. And let it be disrespectful. And absolutely, we are never to be disrespected. And that's a good sign of how to spot a bad boy. Is he respectful of your feelings? Does he take into consideration what you want? Does he let you talk? Does he let you communicate? Or is it just that he takes over everything? I mean, that's a good way to know, this is not someone I want to deal with.
I love that. A good way to spot him. He is respectful of your feelings and your desires and wants. That is very good. Now, I found this. This is from powertochange.com, and it talked about the bad boys. Let me see if you agree with this. It says, a bad boy is a man who seems outwardly attractive but is unwilling to offer sacrificial love in a relationship. Mm-hmm. He is too immature and preoccupied with himself to share genuine compassion, concern, or acceptance. A bad boy lacks character and might exhibit the following behaviors: lying, aloofness, irresponsibility, dreaming, fear of commitment, sexual promiscuity, addiction, selfishness, hunger for power, disinterest in surrendering to God, etc. And so, a bad boy is not interested in true love because real love requires consistent sacrifice. A bad boy will only sacrifice for someone if it is convenient for him or if he is going to get something in return. He expects the woman to do most of the giving while he ignores her needs or takes advantage of her. Mm.
That sounds like selfishness to me.
Yes, I think so too. And this article actually also goes into some of the reasons why women stay with bad boys. It says one reason is because they think he can be fixed and that they are about rescuing or helping or nurturing a man. They're trying to change him, and they think that he's a project that they can fix.
So we have our own controlling
lady. Say it again.
Okay, so we have our own controlling lady because we think we could do it. We can fix
that. That's true. Very good, very good. It says reason number two that they might stay with him is because he pursued them. He's more assertive than the nice guy when it comes to initiating a relationship. So they feel like, you know, he really wanted them because he went after them. So they feel, he's going to pursue me. He's going to keep pursuing me. And usually they don't keep pursuing you. Usually once they have you, it's over. And then they just start treating you badly. So you have to look out for that. How does he treat you once he gets you? Now you're just a doormat because he's walking all over you. And you're trying to get back to when it first started, when he was chasing after you. And they probably do pursue you very well. They probably chase after you in a very powerful, strong way and make you feel like, you know, you're just the greatest thing since sliced bread.
do you think that maybe just that bad boy, you know, the ones that are really, really good at it, the ones who are advanced at being a bad boy, they look for females who they can control, the ones who might have a little bit less self-confidence, the one who might be a little bit less sure about themselves, because those are the ones that they feel that they can control and get their way with.
That is an excellent point. They probably are very quick to spot those that they can dominate. That is true. That is true. If you show any kind of weakness, they can pick it up. We only have a couple of minutes left, so we do want to talk about changing your attitude about the bad boy. I always encourage my clients to go for the nice guy. It doesn't mean that he's going to be boring. I don't think that women should assume that because you don't see a lot of swag on a guy that he's boring and doesn't know what he's doing. Don't assume that. If you're serious about finding a husband, I think you need to choose wisely and look at the qualities that you really value and find someone who shares those values. The bad boy doesn't usually share your values.
Give the good guy a chance. I think too often we go based on outward appearance or first glance or perception. Mm-hmm. I had this happen to me just yesterday. This guy said that I was, I seemed like I would be the center of attention, and he was an alpha male, and he didn't want to have, and like, you know what, my ass, you know, I have a curvy figure. So what I wear a lot of times, you know, is accentuated by what I wear. And he's like, you know, that all of that needs to be kept in the wraps except for, you know, well, he said that it should be for the person that you're with or you're potentially going to date. And I don't particularly dress outwardly like crazy off the hook revealing. But if I'm going out with my girls or the nightclub or whatever, I might dress a little bit more sexy. But once he got to talk to me, well, he didn't think it was too sexy. He just felt like it was, because it was pictures online, so it could have been just a little bit more subtle or no, it was bad. I took a selfie in a bathroom, and that bathroom selfies are only meant for your significant other. I was like, well, the only reason I took it in there is because it's a full-length mirror with good lighting. I mean, it had nothing to do with being intimate.
I'm going to have to stop you.
It is 9:30.
It's at 60 seconds. We're already done. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. 60 seconds left. So, ladies, we want to make sure that you are looking for the right qualities in men. So we're going to come back at a later date and finish this conversation about the bad boy and hear more from Shonda about her experiences and the story that she was about to tell us. Send in your questions and comments to info@kikistrickland.com. That's K-I-K-I Strickland.com. And actually call in next time and give us your opinion of the bad boy or your experiences. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
That's all we have time for. Thank you, Shonda. That's all we have
time for
today. Yeah, we'll come back and do a part two, okay?
Yes.
Great. All right. Thanks, ladies, and enjoy the rest of this beautiful day.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.